Hi, you guys. Welcome back to the show, RJ Talk About It, where we talk about everything that you want to hear. Today's episode is going to be about Christmas. Yep, that's right. We're going to see how you celebrate the holidays with eggnog, with cookies, gingerbread men, or maybe just sleeping in, like me. Now, you can't go through Christmas without not acknowledging the people that are less fortunate. It's a lot of people out in the world who do not get as much stuff as we do and are way less privileged than, well, not privileged, but you know what I'm saying, have less stuff than us. And it's like all you can do is pray for those people because you can't go out and help every single person that won't have something for Christmas or won't have a place to stay in or won't even have a, you know, a warm bed to sleep in or, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like the world is a cruel world and all you can do is just pray for those people. Now, some people are actually in a home who gets presents and all of that and are just so snobby and rude and just, you know, don't care. You know, and then most people, they just post it on social media. Like, hey, I got this and I got that. I'm kind of towards their age where I don't really want nothing for Christmas. I told my mom I just want some AirPods. Because I really need some AirPods. So, yeah. And I didn't really buy anyone anything for Christmas yet. I'm really behind on Christmas shopping. I need to go. I think I'm probably going to buy everyone a necklace or something. That sounds good, right? And bake some cookies, even though I can't cook. But yeah, I mean, Christmas is, it used to be so fun for me. I used to, when I did believe in Santa Claus, I would try to stay up all night so I can catch him. And one day I did try to stay up all night and I fell asleep. And as soon as I woke up, the presents was up under the tree and I was like, dang, I missed them. And then the next day, well, the next year, right after that, I woke up in the middle of the night and I saw my mom bringing in the presents. And she was like, you don't know to know that Christmas is not real. And I'm like, wait a minute, he's not? Now, of course, I had my suspicions, but I didn't know for sure that he was not real. And I was just like, so like, hurt, like, oh my gosh. Way to ruin the fun. I'm just kidding. I knew, you know, and it wasn't like no big shock. I was just like, okay, like, you know, I was still getting presents anyway. So why not believe that a big white man is sneaking through the chimney in the middle of the night or breaking in our house to put presents up under our tree. That is very, very, very creepy. But yeah, I still enjoy Christmas. I personally like to go to either my grandma's house or my aunt's house, you know, see my cousins and spend time with them for Christmas. And then every year around New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, we will meet up either by my grandma's house or my house or one of my cousin's house for Secret Santa, where we all trade gifts and drink eggnog and stuff. Now, we have two separate celebrations that we do on that during rounded time frame. We have the New Year's Eve party where we pop fireworks, and we have the gift giving, you know, that. So yeah, Christmas is always fun. It's always fun to get out there and do different things. I think the most I've ever done for Christmas was go out to a skating rink, which I can ice skate a little bit, you know. I can ice skate. I will fall, like, you know, for the first 5 minutes, but after that, I am zooming. Like, you would think I'm a professional ice skater, even though I bust my butt like 8 times before then. But you know, you would think I'm a professional ice skater. And bro, when you're ice skating, have you ever felt like, you know, your legs, like, it just be so cramped up, like they hurt so bad? I think it's just because of the blade being so thin, and then your feet having a balance on that blade. It hurts. It hurts so bad. And then it doesn't even, the worst part is, it don't hurt as bad while you have the shoe on. It hurts even worse when you take the shoe off and you try to scratch your foot. Oh my goodness. That is some pain right there. Speaking of pain, this is just an interesting question. Would y'all rather get your finger cut off, or, like, if you had to choose a body part and a person kidnapped you and said, let me access, like, you know, say for instance a person kidnaps you and they're like, which body part do you not need the most? Which one are you picking? Either your finger. I'm going to choose either my finger or my toe. But the thing is, though, if they cut off your toe or your finger, they're going to torture you with it. Like, they're going to, like, take their time cutting it, squeeze it, all of that. Y'all, I'm getting this from Game of Thrones. That's where I'm getting this idea from. Because I was thinking that man tortured him the whole time. He was torturing him. I would not want to go through that. And then he cut his off and then and left him up there. And still, after cutting it off, he ate a piece of sausage after, And even though it wasn't, you know. Yeah, that still is kind of painful. Ooh. Are y'all a fan of Game of Thrones? I didn't want to watch it because people on every single radio station was talking about what happens to Khaleesi. Now, I was under the impression that Khaleesi dies, that's the worst thing that could happen in the show, so why would I want to watch it? You feel me? But then I started watching, I'm like, this is really good. This is really good. And I'm not done yet, but I am not ready to get to that terrible scene. You guys, her, out of all people, dying in the show. Why would you do that? And then it is so gagging when she comes to these different villages and kingdoms and sets all the slaves free. It's so amazing. Like, I just love it. And then they all call her mother, the mother of dragons. And they look at her as a savior. And it's just like, oh my goodness. Now that's no shade. And I don't care what y'all say in the comments. But that is very much like, that's just like black people when they were enslaved. It's just like, it's very like, you know, reminiscent of that. Like, even though it wasn't a white woman that came and saved them or whatever. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the feeling of being free. Like, the feeling of, like, that's how they felt. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, back then. You know? And it's crazy because it's like sometimes we forget like how far our ancestors had to go, like how far, what all they had to go through. Like, it's like we kind of forget, not forget, but like, it's just like you really have to sit back and be grateful for everything that has changed, that we're not still in that same spot, in that same predicament, that we're not still in chains, that we're not, you know what I'm saying? Even though stuff is still going on till this day, you know what I'm saying? Like, you still have to be grateful for how far we have came from that, you know? And overall, the show is really great. HBO has produced some amazing shows. Oh my goodness. And then I heard Generation, I think it's Generation, I don't know if it's Generation X, Generation Z, or whatever it is. It's just Generation. The show is so good, y'all. I mean, to die for. And I heard that they took it off. That's what I read in an article, that they did budget cuts they cut several shows, and Generation was one of them. And I'm like, why would you dare leave on a cliffhanger and then cut the show? Euphoria ain't that good. Let me stop. It's great. It's amazing. I love Euphoria. Damn, girl. Euphoria took me for a tornado. Like, you know, it took me for a whirlwind. Like, Rue's character, Zendaya. First of all, Zendaya is a great actor from all the shows that I've seen her in. And Casey Undercover, Shake It Up, Dune, all of those. It was one more, something in Maury. It's like a two person show. But yeah, I love it. I love all of them. Now, speaking of shows, I know you guys been wondering, oh, you just stopped reviewing RuPaul's Drag Race season 14 right off the first episode. No. Okay, here's the thing. I lost interest in reviewing them because at the end of the day, I can't judge anyone off of a TV show that I've never been on, or drag, and I've never been on Drag Race. But the thing is, though, even though I am a skilled actor, and I am a great public speaker, and I'm great entertaining, the only thing is, though, it's just, like, it was starting to get redundant. And the thing is with RuPaul's Drag Race, out of all the franchises, every single one across the world that they have, Drag Race Italia, Drag Race Hispania, Drag Race UK, Drag Race Australia, Drag Race Down Under, you know, Canada, so on and so forth, all of them is just, first of all, okay, I can't keep up with all of them. I never had a problem with keeping up with any of them. But the thing is, though, it's like, okay, now that they have Versus the World, right? So, it seems as if they invite these people back, right? These people from America. Like, say, for instance, UK versus the world. Invite these people from America. Invite these people from, I think, Japan. Or, let's just say, Canada. All of these places, right? And they invite these people back knowing that they're not going to crown a American queen all the way in the UK, or they're not gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's starting to get as if, like, why invite these people back if you're not, you know, you're not gonna give them a crown? And it's just becoming, like, you know, so planned out, so rigged, you know? Cause Blue Hydrangea, okay, come on. Like, let's just be real. Let's keep it a stack. The fact that, okay. I feel like Monique Hart won that lip sync. And it's just, like, so much riggery. Like, it's just so rigged. Like, okay, UK versus the world. No, not UK. Was it UK versus the world? Or Canada versus the world? Canada versus the world. First of all, it seems like they're trying to pull Rita Baga up to the top. Like, if she did bad in a challenge, they're gonna either put her safe, or they're gonna try to make up some excuse why she was so good, even though we can all see as the audience that she did terrible, that it was not funny. They're gonna pull her up all the way to the top, and then just so they can create the storyline that she created and that she eliminated an American queen. And then we already know who's gonna win, because at the end of the day, all the UK girls, all the Canada girls have left. Isis left because she said that it was too hard for her because she's going through stuff mentally, which we understand. We all commend her for that, for leaving and taking care of herself, because self-care is the best. Self-care is very important. But now that it's only one Canada girl, come on now. Let's be real. Who do you think is going to win? A Canada girl, because it's Canada versus the world. So it's just like, me personally, if I was on the show or a drag queen or any of that, I wouldn't want to be on a Canada versus the world anyway, because if I'm in America, I'm not going to want to go all the way over there just so I can, you know, be eliminated first episode. Now, most queens don't care. Jujubee. For example, Jujubee goes on several RuPaul Drag Race franchise shows, and lose repeatedly. Now, she goes far. She gets far. Now, with Queen of the Universe, that was a whole different story. But, I mean, the way that they eliminated so many people on the first episode, that was insane. Okay? Now, what is going on with drag queens and doing music? And, okay, I know a lot of drag queens that are doing great music, amazing music, and they're not getting the publicity as the Brazilian queens. Now, the Brazilian queens, they can sing. Don't get me wrong. They sing down, but they are whooping the American girls. Like Trixie Mattel, she can sing. Monet Exchange, she can sing. But it's just like something about them is just like, I don't know. I don't know. It's something. And I'm not going crazy. I know it's something that is very, it's just something very different. Like, they get so much more publicity than the American queens. And I don't know. Who knows the reason why that can be. But, yeah. But enough of drag queens and drag race and favorite TV shows and all of that. Alright, you guys, I won't hold y'all too long, but I want you all to know that the real meaning of Christmas is the birth of Jesus Christ. Yes, our Lord and Savior. And it's also to celebrate family and full of cheer, okay? Be sure to go to church, spend as much time as possible with your family, and to just love one another, okay? Alright, so this video or podcast, depending on what you're listening on or watching it on, is not going to be that long because I am so excited to announce that I am, well, I already announced it, but I will be filming for the movie, the Cora/Christmas movie that I promised you guys, which I am working on, and I am so excited to show it to you guys. But anyway, please be sure to listen, continue to subscribe and like and comment, and be sure to let me know how y'all feel about these things, okay? All right, be sure to share and tell a friend, because today and all the days to come, all the way up to day 10, are going to be exciting and amazing, and you don't want to miss it, all right? Bye, guys. Yay! All right, that's a cut. It's a wrap.